Hey, this is Scott with the Old Victoria High School, taking a little walk around, learning some of the goings on. We've got Kathy Kirby, the honorary mayor of 9th Street, giving a little run. Here's some of the movement. We've met coaches. It's very phenomenal. Have to come and visit if you're out here in the South Side. Enjoy that work.
You're just a glimmer. I love it.
You walk on through here. All right. Farm life.
Scott Ogden, my neighbor,
she
was down.
Hi, how you
this
doing?
This is Nancy Sneed. This is my buddy. She's the president of the Preservation Foundation. This is the Cadillac.
Okay.
We call it by name the Cadillac.
Okay.
And she's in charge of.
Well, we're recording here, so tell me, what's this room? What's the meaning and significance of this room? This is the farm room. Tell us.
I gotta get up. I gotta harvest vegetables right now.
Got quite a display here. Take some pictures and get an idea.
Well, in effect, Victoria has always been called a railroad town.
Right, right.
But the other side of that coin is that it's agriculture.
Sure, it's very an economy.
It was tobacco.
Right.
Small beef cattle.
Okay.
Small grain and vegetable gardens.
Lots of vegetable gardens. Right,
just about everybody.
Really? Okay.
All right. Their own garden.
Now, did that stem out of the vitri garden thing from the war, as far as that, or had it been in
well,
in play
it was
before
agriculture,
that, or just
pretty much
in general? Okay.
Yeah, in general. But,
right.
But during war times and the Great Depression, people canned and saved everything you could.
Yeah.
And most every little farm had fruit trees and whatever. So, and chickens on the yard and
right.
all this stuff. So, you know, if you
self-sufficiency was the name of the name.
You could survive for quite a few weeks.
Right, right. So this is just kind of a little step back with some of that.
Yeah, it is. Some of the farm equipment and some of the old appliances and...
What before the railroad, you know, came here? What, as far as the basics of the town? I mean, was
that
there,
wasn't a town?
That wasn't a town. It was just okay.
I mean, it was a settlement, but I don't think it was incorporated
right
until the 20s. So the railroad was the leading edge of
right.
The way
of bringing
mm-hmm.
that in.
Mm-hmm.
Of bringing that in.
And they brought in a lot. We had a theater, a hospital, a bowling alley, hotels.
So, not only the center of entertainment, center of things to do out here in the South End. Well, it's sort of my way of thinking that a lot of people make trips and treks to see things like, to see places and things like this. This is a very valuable resource, which is why we're doing a whole, going to make a presentation, be a virtual tour on the web. I'm just doing that to work with her on some other stuff in addition to that. But it's definitely an interest. And people come here visiting from other countries wanting to know about the basis and where we came from. A pretty young country, actually, compared to them. You know, in that. And this goes
and
on every year.
Very ingenious, as you'll see, some of the things here.
Uniquely you.
This one, it's a chair,
okay.
An ironing board. It could be made into a stool. And
oh, okay.
It's all homemade. You have the
choice of. Okay, so kind of that combination flex thing going on there, where you can change it into different things.
Right. Ice cream freezer. These were old milk.
Yeah, the old milk.
That they came by and picked up the milk cans.
Right.
And carried them off to the dairy. And coffee
meal. That looks like an old brownie or an old Kodak video there.
Yeah.
What was the population back in, say, the 20s, you know, and that, I guess, obviously, you know, it's pretty well formed, pretty booming by that time.
I would say
but
corporate structure, probably not much more than it is now.
Oh, really?
3,000 somewhere in there. But so many came and went, say, that the theaters and the restaurants and the hotels accommodated the railroad people that came and left.
Right, so when that left, they left, that was pretty much.
And of course, the area that's been incorporated now is quite a bit larger than the original team.
Right, okay.
It's gone out in all directions.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now the three houses, we affectionately call the railroad houses, mm-hmm. those were built there at the time for the workers. And
right.
And then
as families settled in and you know, they built a small school and there's more people
and the churches family. Came one after another there on that. In that, right. Well, let me ask you a question. Just if you had your ways to pick things up and make things kind of, you know, happen again, what are some ideas you might have to that they might do around here, or things you think the area needs?
Something on Main Street. Go back to some of the mom and pop clothing stores, and which I know it's hard for anybody mom and pop now to compete against the Walmarts and the
chains. But when people come here, they're looking for that type of thing. They're looking for an atmosphere of that.
Right.
They're looking to have that, then go to an uptown, then go to the florist, and have a few places to shop.
Right.
I've suggested or just said, you know, I look at the upstairs of the buildings and stuff. What a great place for artisans that are traveling all over the place. Obviously, BC is a huge amount. And they come out to the country and they create and do and then sell, you know, things around in that. But it adds to that whole kind of culture. You look at small towns, that's how they kind of bring that back.
And the bed and breakfast at Up End has taken off.
Jason's done very well with that. That'll allow me to go and do the other place in Amelia.
People used to do that a lot. The other side of the coin is like Farmville. As a college town.
Sure.
And just about every family home now rents out an apartment.
Right.
And in most cases, only because men die younger than their wives, that's how, after their husbands have passed on, that a lot of the wives supplemented their income by renting to a college student.
Right.
At the upstairs part of the house.
Yeah, the interesting thing about Farmville is just, you know, Hampden Sydney Estate, Hampden Sydney, mm-hmm. the same to the long was exploded,
mm-hmm.
And taken far as the whole, that whole town. You got that, you got Greenfront, you've got a lot of that neat stuff that kind of, that goes on there.
But a lot of the houses here are great big houses.
Yes. In fact, I noticed somebody working on the one right across from us, and that thing's been, vacant now for a long time. I guess somebody's finally doing something mm-hmm. to it. But it's the time to buy if you've got cash. And even if you have 35%, they'll still lend you the money and put the grease and make these places restorable, because they're all, gems when they're restored.
Yeah.
And you ought to see what we did with the railroad, with how I'm in the process of painting it now
mm-hmm.
on the outside and everything and that. But Kathy, I'll tell you what was, I know what was.
And of course, I was a country girl growing up. I passed Lunenburg Courthouse.
Right.
A couple of miles on the side of Lunenburg Courthouse. And so coming to town was a real trip for me.
Right.
My family came probably every week, but I didn't come every week
mm-hmm.
with my parents. They came, bought groceries or whatever they needed. And it's quite a change.
Well,
Kathy speaks of the old Smith house, the old Lane house, the old.
Take a shot of us together
Black
here.
House.
The old Black house. Which one was that?
Well, the family name was Old Black House.
I don't
relate to that. I don't know who built these houses and why they're called the Old Kirby House or the Old This.
There's a lot of people, and it's funny, it's not the people that really come from an area, it's people that kind of come from out in the area mm-hmm. and they're looking around mm-hmm. and they love to hear that history and that stuff.
The scary part is that older generation, like Kathy's dad
mm-hmm.
and a few others, is fast leaving.
Oh, sure.
And we don't have this history captured.
Yeah, I mean, we're some World War II veterans, like there's not an honor right now.
Oh, yeah. Look at the BMW, damn. It's continuous to get younger every year.
Right.
Because those World War II folks are quick moving on.
Yeah.
You got what they said the other day on TV? They're dying at a rate of, 8 or something a week?
I can imagine.
Or something, or probably a day.
It's probably a day, unfortunately, on that. And you are, again, your name is?
Nancy Sneed.
Nancy Sneed, mm-hmm. okay. So when did you start school? When did you start school here?
I went all the way through and graduated from here, and I graduated in 64.
Oh, okay.
I was one of the last classes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say, I was probably near the last part of that.
So.
Right.
Move right along.
Right. Well, look, good talking to you.
Nice
very, very, very nice.
Always good to put a face.